This story is called The Story of the Maple Tree, told by Bob Red Hawk and edited by Louise St. Amour. Many, many moons ago, one of the most beautiful trees around was the maple. Its roots reached deep into the earth and its branches high to the heavens. But one time, a large group of insects crawled into the maple's bark and it made the tree so itchy, it was driving it crazy. Because even though it had many branches, shoots and roots, it couldn't bend down to scratch itself. So it called out to all its friends and said, "Can someone please relieve me by giving me a good scratch?" Beaver said, "Well, maple tree, I can probably do it, but if I start chewing your bark, it'd probably kill you. So that would not help much." And then Little Mouse said, "Oh, Maple Tree, I could dig down to your roots and get my brothers the voles and the moles and the gophers, and we'll end up starting to kill your roots and that will kill you." So then Bear said, "Well, Maple Tree, I have these nice big claws. I could claw at your bark, but that would probably shred you to bits." So they're all trying to think. And finally, one of the birds was flying by and it said, "Well, Maple Tree, I have a cousin. How about I get my cousin to come with all his friends, and their beaks are sharp and they can dig in, but they won't hurt you." So the bird called his woodpecker friends and they flew over and started pecking at the tree with their strong beaks and got all the bugs out. Oh, the tree was so happy. Everything was going along nicely, but for a couple of years there was no rain. It got so dry and all the animals were getting very thirsty. The rivers had dried up and they didn't know what to do. And the maple tree heard them and said, "Do you know, the animals helped me the time I was suffering. I have an idea." So he called his friend the bird over. "Hey, bird, you help me in my time of need. I want to help you. Call up your woodpecker friends again." So the bird called up all the woodpeckers and the maple tree said, "Now, I want you to peck deep into my bark and then wait. And soon some of my sap will run out and you can drink your fill. Drink my sap and it will get rid of your thirst." So the woodpeckers tried. And when they pecked hard, the sap flowed from the maple tree and rolled down the tree and everybody got a sweet drink. And that gift saved all the creatures till the next rain came, and then they were able to drink from the rivers again. Man heard about the gift of the maple and learned how to make maple syrup and to tap the trees when the sap runs. Maple syrup was precious because man could make something sweet, especially in winter time when there were no berries to pick and no sweet things to eat. That was the time when they really appreciated the gift of the maple tree.